Welcome to the Lindsay and Tony podcast, where we talk about spirituality, business, and life experiences.
In this podcast, we're bringing our private conversations to you.
We believe that it's through discussion, action, and reflection that true change occurs. Okay, I think we're live.
We are live. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. We hope you're having an awesome Friday. I just want to make sure this is active on Facebook.
Are we active? Are you active?
Are you guys ready for today? We're going to talk about an important topic. This is all about intuition, and it's all about really deciding, is this an intuitive nudge leading me in the direction, or is it a fear-based thought about any decision in life? And this is a common question that I've been asked over the years. I know, Tony, like even when you're coaching, it's like these things come up with our clients, our students, and it's all connected to how do I know if I'm making the right decision?
Yes. And when you ask them, they know what the right decision is.
Right.
But then they just go back, or I go back sometimes. We all do this, and we go back inside of our head and we try to think it out, and then we question it.
Yeah. And I think there's a difference between the intuitive nudges versus fear. And it's really, it comes down to the feeling. We were talking about this earlier, the feeling in our body. And I know you talk about a lot of feelings in the body with your clients, and sometimes you have to slow them down in the middle of them telling a story.
Yes, because we forget to feel, especially like empaths, psychic mediums, healers. We're so used to healing other people and to really putting our attention and energy outside of ourselves that sometimes we get disconnected from our body. Like Lindsay was saying, our body is like our number one tool, I believe. It's one of my number one tools that I use to really know what's true, what's resonating, right? Because you know when a song's resonating with you or when people are resonating with you, like it's a different feeling than whenever it's not resonating. So sometimes you'll say things out loud and you're like, wait, that didn't resonate when I said that. Yeah. So that's not true. Like maybe it's about a decision. Like you're deciding whether to move or not. And you say something out loud like, what do you say? Like, well, I don't know if we're going to be able to afford it whenever we move to that new city. And then you realize, wait, that's bullshit. They have jobs in the new city too. And I'm a nurse and I could just transfer to any hospital or whatever the case may be, right? So sometimes when we say things out loud, we realize if they're resonating or not. So I think that's the power of it too. Is like sometimes you got to like talk things out to people that you feel safe with, that you trust, so you can figure out what's resonating or not. Sometimes you don't.
And that's the biggest awareness. And Maria, it's so good to see you on here. And Maria says,
hi, Maria.
I agree. Our body is a built-in divination tool. It really is. It's our compass. It tells us things. And I think sometimes when we're in, like when I was in trauma mode, I couldn't feel the same when I was actually like blocking things out. So that might not have been as strong in that moment. I had to take time to heal to actually feel.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's a big thing.
Think about when you're in trauma mode. Like when you're in, or if you're in like a low frequency, like your energy's kind of like your body's closing down, everything's closing down. You feel like this low energy.
You should not make a
decision. You're trying to make a decision. Then, like I always say, like me, like I get out and I'm running or I'm working out. Not, I don't run often actually. Like I'll rollerblade or I'll do fast walking, bike riding, I'm moving. And as I'm in that high energy, I start to raise my energy levels. Everything starts to become clear to me.
Yeah.
So even small decisions or big decisions, I start to realize the answers in that high frequency. So I think that's the key is like you need, if you're going to make a real decision, like make sure you're in a high frequency when you make that decision. So if you're like, say you're like over questioning something right now and you're trying to think about a decision that you have to make right now and you're journaling about it and you're stressing about it. Like, asking a million people. Like sometimes like, yeah, it's good to journal. It's good to ask people sometimes the right people, but sometimes you just got to get out and like, what, how can I make my energy in a higher frequency? Like, what is that for you? For every one of us, if you start to move your body, you're going to naturally go in a higher frequency. But think about like, what are the specific environments, the people, and the energies that you need around you. Maybe it's like going to your favorite restaurant or coffee shop or whatever it is, and you get to that higher frequency, and then all of a sudden everything becomes clear. Yeah. That's step one. Step two is once it is clear and you're in that high frequency, know that you made this decision in a higher frequency. So then when you get back down to these lower frequencies, like all of us humans are prone to, because it's like up and down, right? We're not always happy or always one energy. When you get down to that lower energy, you know not to try to figure that decision out again, because I feel like that's what happens. People make these decisions when they're high frequencies, like on a mastermind call with us, or when they're happy.
Well, then you have to take immediate action after you make the decision.
And that's the key too. Yes.
Like, that's the key point is when we're doing the mastermind calls, that high energy of like, oh my God, I got the answer. If you don't take action immediately after, you will change your mind. You'll go back and think, oh, maybe that wasn't the right fit for me. I even think about readings too. When people receive readings, they're like, wow, I feel like I know that they were there. And you could see the emotion. They're sitting there in tears crying. And then after, they might say, well, wait, do you really think that he really is still around? Of course. Like, you just felt it too. You were in that high vibration to feel it.
Yes. But we get in our head. We get in our mind. And our mind lies to us.
It will make excuses.
Our mind will make excuses. It'll look for things to protect us. It'll do all these things that our brain does. And we have to know, like, when to use our brain and when not to use it. Like, you know, like, when not to overuse it and try to figure things out that you can't really figure out with your brain. You can only figure out with the deepest part of yourself. So that's what happens, right? You feel that connection with the past loved one.
Right.
It's real to you. And then, you know, you go away from the reading and you get back to your human life, and then your programming starts to play, and then it filters through your programming, and then you're trying to look at it through your ultimate programming, and then you're starting to twist, like, wait, maybe you're religious, and you're like, well, I don't know, because, you know, in my religion, it goes against it, so did that really happen, or am I making it up? Whatever it may be, so we get in our head again. So the easy thing is like making sure that you're making these decisions on high energy and you're trusting it. Like, you're trusting that. Like, when you're getting a reading or when you're in that high energy and you're making that decision, like, you're trusting that.
So, and I think this is what I've recognized with intuition too. I feel like there's times with intuition for me, because time doesn't really exist, you know, in the world, the spiritual world, like, the time doesn't exist. But when it comes to intuition, for me, intuition is in the moment. It's like, this is what I feel right now. This is not something that I put off. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes.
So, like, just say, like, last summer we went on a trip to Europe, and we kept saying, we're going to do this trip. We want to go to Switzerland. We wanted to explore England. And, like, there was a feeling that came up inside of us where it was, like, nagging. It was like, no, we're not putting this off till next summer. We know we want to do this. We are going to make it happen. And that decision of making it happen, just saying we were going to do it, we didn't just wait. We actually went on the computer, right? And I think you were the one that started to look at hotels first.
Yes.
And then I was looking at cool places. I'm like, I want to make sure that in England we do this. And we just made it happen. We worked together to just know that we're not going to wait around for this, because we knew it.
Right. We felt it.
It was
a
feeling. It was a feeling. And the fear could be like, well, what if we have something coming up during summertime? Maybe we should change it for another year, because what if something comes up that we need to be at? Or what if, you know, you find all these different reasons.
Well, there were things going on in Paris. There was like some kind of, I forget what was going on, but it was on the news.
Yeah, there was something like that.
And it was like I think they might have some riots or something like that. But it was like, it was one of those things where when our intuition came over us, we just knew. It's like, logically, it didn't make sense on the outside to some people. They're like, it seems scary over in Paris. It reminds me when we did our Airbnb in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Right? So this was 2020. It was during the pandemic and all of that. And you'd think it's the worst time to start a short-term rental business. But for some reason, inside of us, in our heart, we knew it was time for us. And it wasn't just finances lining up or anything. We had been talking about this for years, getting a place in St. Louis. And for whatever reason, we knew at the end of 2020, it's time to buy. So we bought and we started a short-term rental business during the pandemic. And the thing is we are using our intuition. Now looking back, it panned out really well. Our intuition was right. And if you think about your life, think about all those intuitive decisions that you made. to where the energy was really clear, like I just described it was for us, it always pans out right, right? Whenever you're in that energy.
But let me just go back a second too, because we weren't sure if we kept saying, we know we're going to get a space, like buy another place. We didn't know if it was going to be in Tampa or St. Louis.
Yes.
It was the intuitive, quick decision that came. Like, I just saw something online and I'm like, oh, just every day we would look, go on like Redfin and look around. And I just typed in a chat and then you started looking and we're like, wait, I guess this is St. Louis, because it was an intuitive feeling.
Yes.
Because at that time we weren't sure, are we doing another Tampa place or are we doing a St. Louis place? So with that, I would say, and you're better with timelines, was it within 1 month or 2 months that we ended up buying once we decided?
It was within like a month and a half we found the spot.
So do you see how the speed... The intuitive thoughts, it happens with speed. If you are overthinking something and you're in fear mode, any other fears that you've had leading up to the point of the decision that are related to a decision, like if there's fear around money, there's fear around time, there's fear around anything that you could think of. If you're already fearful about that type of thing and you already overanalyze that kind of stuff, when you make a decision, you're like, oh, I want to take this trip, but... maybe my intuition is telling me this isn't the right time. Most likely, it's from your previous fears, okay? And you will have that feeling of, oh, I'm kind of like overthinking this. And it becomes draining. It becomes exhausting. But when you're intuitively getting something, you're like, this is interesting. I just feel like I have to do this right now. Or it's like this overwhelming surge of energy. Like, I feel like it's going to happen. I need to. And then once you decide... everything falls together. Everything comes together. It's like making a decision to do something. All of a sudden, people start talking. Like when we decided we were going to Europe, all of a sudden people around us out in public, we hear people talking about things that are related to the trip. And it's like you're on the frequency. It's really about getting the intuitive nudge and then taking action immediately. I love what Tony Robbins says. He says, never... leave the scene of a decision without taking action. I think that's the quote.
Yes.
But it makes sense, because if you don't, if you're getting the intuitive nudge and you're not following it, you're not listening to your intuition. You're getting the intuitive nudge, but you're not a listening type of person, an intuitive listener, because you're not someone that takes action. And the more you go against your intuition and the more you put things off in your life, the longer it's going to take for things to actually happen. A lot of people talk about manifestation. I believe manifestation, I think I have a different thought process. I think we do too, like both of us, about manifestation. I believe it exists, but in a way that feels like it's already all around us. We're just choosing our channel and what we want to decide that we're going to have. And it's easy. It doesn't have to be complicated.
It is easier, and it gets easier over time. Like, think about the gym. If you go to the gym and you keep working out, you get momentum. It gets easier over time. But if you're sitting there thinking about it, and like, should I go to the gym? Then I don't, and then all this stuff, you're like literally creating negative momentum. So the same thing with your intuition. Like, if you're always second guessing yourself and overdoing that, you're just getting more confused over time.
Yeah.
And you just got to get yourself out of that vortex. And the thing is each time you feel that intuition and you go back to your head, you like recognize the energy difference, right? When you're in your intuition and in your power, it feels lighter. You feel more energized. You feel fulfilled. Whenever you go back into your head, it feels more heavy.
Yes.
It feels more, what else does it feel? You could type in the comments.
Yes, share in the comments.
It feels way different. So you're paying attention to those feelings and you're just cutting the chain. You're not trying to be perfect at this, because you're not going to be perfect at anything. So whenever you feel that intuition and you go back to your head, you just catch it quicker and quicker and quicker. It's really bringing your awareness to the different energies of how each feels to you.
Yeah, and that's a big thing. I think the one thing that I recognize when people come and they ask about intuitive questions and like, well, what if I'm making the wrong decision? It's going to be one of those things that once you do it, once you build up that muscle and you confirm it for yourself, like, wow, my intuition was on point, then you just get confidence and you get really good at it and it feels very quick. I was someone that actually did not make decisions. I didn't like to make decisions. I don't know if you remember that when I met you, if I was like that or not, but I didn't like to make plans.
Yeah,
like,
with different things.
Like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, I don't want to make a plan yet. I don't want to break my promise, so I'm not going to make a plan. Or I'm not sure about that right now, so I'm not going to make the plan. And that's one thing that I feel like I know what I want to do immediately, and I feel like we both know that.
You make
like,
quick decisions, I feel, with everything
and
now,
that was not
except,
like that. Food.
Except for when we're out to eat at a restaurant, and she's trying to alter the menu of the restaurant. She's like, I'll take, let me get that steak dinner, but can I get that sweet potato that's with that salmon, and then the salad that's with that pork over there. I just need it all in one. And the waiter's like, what in the hell did she just say? But no, other than that, you make quick decisions.
I know, that's one thing. Well, it's like I know what I want, but then I'm like, ooh, I shouldn't have that, so I should have this. So that's what it is. I'm overanalyzing.
But in business, in life, you make decisions quick is what you're saying because the energy, right?
Yeah.
The energy is the momentum. The momentum is built. The
yeah.
momentum has built.
Ginny, I love that you feel that too.
Lindsay has – oh, she feels that way too. Hi, Ginny. Yeah, but Lindsay has created so much momentum in making business decisions and life decisions over the years. Like,
yeah.
tough, hard decisions since I've been with you that you have so much momentum built with that. It's very easy for you to do.
Yeah.
So if you have momentum with it, it's easy. And, of course, there's times in your life to where you get stuck in a rut and then you start to lose momentum in that. And you just know, like, okay, I got to get out of this and I got to trust my instinct 1 second at a time. And you could start small. So like if you're like Lindsay and say you're stuck in a rut, she could start with like, all right, when I go to this restaurant, I'm just fucking picking something. I'm
yeah.
gonna pick like the chicken dinner or whatever, right?
Or I'm deciding I'm having a chocolate cookie at this restaurant. I'm not gonna overanalyze it when I'm sitting there.
Yes,
because that's
cookie,
you know,
please.
Yeah, and just knowing, but I think it's like the practice of it, really.
It is. That's what it comes down to.
But I want to also say this. There was something that you just said that triggered something inside of me with decisions. So psychic mediums and healers, they're great at giving readings to other people, of course. But when it comes to themselves, because they're very heart-centered, sometimes they make decisions based on other people in their life. And for you and I mean, we think about each other, but we also are very much like, no, this is what I feel I need to do for me. And I feel like most of the time we respect each other on... when we say we want to do that.
Yeah, I think,
you know?
So. Yeah, we do.
So
we have that trust. We've seen that we both have momentum in this area, right?
Right.
We have other areas that we struggle in that we're not sharing with you right in this moment. But this area,
we're
intuition,
good at.
We're really good at. That's why we're making a podcast episode about.
Exactly. So I think the big thing is with psychic mediums and healers, when you're in decision mode, stop thinking about everyone else. Like, you're not being selfish by putting them aside. Because if you think about what's best for your soul, you're going to impact people around you in such a powerful way because you are coming from a place of joy. When you follow your intuition, you're following your heart, your compass in your body, the electric energy from your body is exuding out, and you feel what's right for my soul, what's right for this evolution. And when you do that, when everyone does that in their life, everyone around them gets impacted. And sometimes in the moment, it's not fun doing it. Because you're like, you know what? I'm doing this. I'm doing this trip, or I'm taking this mediumship class. Even if someone doesn't agree with it. There's a lot of clients that come to us and they're like, I was not supported by my partner. Some people have very supportive partners around psychic mediumship. Other people, they don't have supportive partners and they come around later.
Well, yeah, and that's speaking to the pain, too, that when you choose to become a psychic medium, often you lose some friends or some close people that are around you because
right.
maybe they're Catholic or whatever reason, and they just don't agree with what you're doing. So
yeah.
there is pain, like, and we know this. We know there's, like, when you make a decision, you're literally cutting off other things. Like, when I decide, so, like, people say, oh, I'm a perfectionist. That's why I haven't started on my business where I'm losing momentum. It's like, no, you're just not making decisions. You're scared to make a decision. That's what perfectionism is. It's like you're scared to go all in on one area because then you got to cut off these areas. And we know that when we make a decision, there's often times to where, like, with unconsciously, at least you know that you're cutting off some people out of your life. Like,
right.
you're not doing it, but it's just an effect that we've seen. A pattern that we've experienced. Maybe it's not true for you, but haven't you, we've experienced that over
yeah.
and over with mediums, where or healers or coaches where somebody just doesn't, they don't understand what you're doing. So then they fall away from your life.
Right.
And that's painful. So that could cause us unconsciously to like not want to trust our intuition.
Exactly. Because you know that when you're making these big decisions off of your soul, then it could affect, it could change
it will.
Your life.
Yeah.
And it's, and that's what your life is meant for, is to have change in your life. And it's not fun going through it, but that's why it's important to have a supportive group and be able to connect with people that, you know, as you're growing, you are going to have people come and go, and then they might even come back around. And I've had people come back around and say, I'm so sorry that I acted this way. And they don't have to believe the same beliefs that you think, but as long as they're not treating you differently, like treating you in a bad way, like saying you're a bad person because you're doing this. I mean, the amount of things that we've had come at us by living our truth. And when you live your truth, if you're not getting resistance, you're not living it big enough, really. That's the big thing, I believe. We've worked with thousands of psychic mediums, and the people that get the resistance are the ones that are stepping outside of their comfort zone. If you do any kind of business, some people are more recognized by, when I was a teacher, everyone's like, oh, you know, praise you as the teacher, like both of us. Once we switched from teaching in the school systems to going to be, you know, the coach or the healer, it was a little bit different. And that's just part of it. Like, that's just part of the process, and you just keep moving through.
Yeah.
So,
and it definitely pisses you off at times when it's happening, but you have compassion for people.
Yeah.
Right? You have compassion and understand that
everyone has to.
They're not doing it. Some are doing it to be mean, but most are not doing it to be mean to you. They're doing it because it's like triggering their most core, deepest beliefs. So imagine when your most core, deepest belief is triggered, right? It shakes your whole world up and it's hard to process. And like Lindsay said, often there'll be some people that come back into your life and they're like, wait, okay. So you respected it and you accept them back in, right? Using your intuition on that, right? Some people
Others
you'll accept back in because you feel that.
Right.
And you understand.
And Maria said, sometimes we make decisions based on the feeling that it's a thing to do, even though logically it makes absolute no sense to. Exactly. Sometimes it is on that feeling. You're like, I don't know why I'm saying yes to this, but I just know I have to. Logically, it doesn't make sense, but I'm just trusting what I'm getting. And that's actually the feeling that I get each time I do the intuitive thing.
Yeah, like, because often it doesn't make sense logically.
No. Well, I was just saying this I interviewed
it's a good point, Maria.
Maureen, my student, about the retreat. And I think it was on hers or maybe it was on Tony's. And I said, I actually didn't even want to do the mediumship retreat. I didn't even know I was doing it. I got the mess in my mind. I want to do an intuition retreat. That was in my head. I thought mediumship retreat might be later down the road if that's even something. I don't even know if I thought that. But I knew I wanted to do an intuition retreat. And then I was guided and told, like, a clear message intuitively, a knowing. No, you're not doing an intuition retreat. You're doing a mediumship retreat. I'm like, what? Like, that just stirred up my plans of what I want to do. But I acted on it. And it was the best thing I could have done. Even though it didn't make sense to me, I thought, well, intuition's like the segue into everything. But it wasn't meant to be
that way.
That
was your logic. That was her head speaking. And that's what
we do.
We go to our heads. We're like, well, no, it makes sense to do this and this and this. But you can't ignore that deep power that's running through you, that high energy.
Because you only know what's best. You know what's best for your soul. And sometimes the people around us don't even know what's best for their own soul. So why would we listen to their things that they say, their feedback, if they're not living your life? Do you know? Okay, so Ginny says, lose some yet, gain others for sure.
True.
Totally.
It clears out space for you.
It really does.
It's true, Ginny.
In order to be in alignment, it's like, that's what alignment is. It's like falling away, bringing in. And it's just more clarity. And the more you keep doing this process of showing up as you, you start to realize really who is there.
Yeah.
And then the judgment that comes with those decisions is scary. It really is. There's a lot of pain when you're deciding based on what you feel for your soul. And sometimes it's going to ruffle feathers. Some people are going to say like, well, I wouldn't do that. Well, you're not me.
Well, it's
you know?
Our self-judgment too, right? We're dealing with that, the internal judgment, our self.
Exactly.
Breaking that paradigm and then the outside judgment. All of this is what we're dealing with when we make a decision. It's so powerful to make a decision. In the book Think and Grow Rich, there's a whole chapter written on decisions. So for those of you that want to have a successful business, that's what that whole book's about that Napoleon Hill wrote. And there's a whole chapter on decision because he studied 500 of the top entrepreneurs, you know, of our time. Henry Ford, King Gillette, who else? Andrew Carnegie, all these people. Yeah. And they all told him how I had a successful business is I got really good at making decisions quickly. So in your business and your life, you want to get really good at making decisions quickly. And how do you do that? You use your intuition. It's a gut feeling. And that's what they described in that book too.
Yeah. That will, and it makes sense. That's all connected to success with that. Cause you're getting those nudges. There was something that came to me when you just mentioned that too, that was like, you said something that stood out to me about those decisions and I'm going blank on
making
what it
them
is.
Quickly.
Yeah. Making them quickly is really important. And I think that the more we make the decisions quickly, the more we're a pro at it. And I forget what it was, but that's okay.
We're alive.
We can't edit this pause spot.
Edit, delete.
It will come to me probably after we go off of this. But I think the big thing is tracking, like tracking, getting a notebook out, saying, I got this intuitive feeling to do this, put the date next to it, act on it, and log it. Like, wow, that was a good decision for me. Or that didn't work out in my favor and I was clouded by everything else around me. I think that's a big thing, like trying to figure out, like, because a lot of people will go and I think the worst time to get a psychic reading, like some people will message me like, I need a reading right now because I need this this answer right now. And I'm like, that's actually not the place. You want the reading then, but it's not the best place to be because I feel like you're in a space of like anxious energy and it's not a good space to be to reach out for help. But because most people will get psychic readings from like 5 different people just to make sure. You know, and they're not using that gut instinct. So it's funny because I give psychic readings, but I also feel like it's powerful to use your intuition. And maybe the psychic reading is just to confirm what you already know, but you also stay empowered by yourself because you can get your own answers.
Well, and when you're doing that, you're really an intuition coach. You're helping them develop their intuition as you're giving them a psychic reading.
Right, because you're like, I did feel that,
yeah.
Or that did really happen, or I did book the trip, and I'm relieved to know that that was the right decision, you know? Like the other day, something came up during a reading, and I saw that they were going to Ireland or Scotland, and she's like, actually, yes, we decided we are going. We have the trip booked. I'm so happy that they're going with us. It's just like the confirmation that, you know, I'm on track. I'm doing what I need to be doing for me. And I think that's the most important thing. When you get clouded by trying to make sure everyone else is happy or whatever it may be, but there's a difference. So I want to say this. There's a difference between fear, like avoiding things because you think that it's best for you because you're fearful or you're anxiety ridden. And anxiety can take over like intuition. We were talking about this before about sometimes people think, oh, I shouldn't get on that plane because maybe something bad's going to happen and I'm getting like an intuitive feeling. But really, no, it's your anxiety. You already had anxiety before you got on the plane and you're just kind of making it up, saying it's intuition when it's really not.
Yeah. So step one is figuring out where are you right now when it comes to your intuition. Self-awareness here. You're being honest. You're not going to tell yourself a sugar-coated, fluffy answer that sounds good that you can memorize and tell other people. You're thinking about truly, where are you when it comes to decision-making, when it comes to trusting your intuition, and figuring out where you're at, writing that down in a book, like writing down the qualities and characteristics of why you're like that and how it shows up. And then write down what you want it to be, right? What's the vision of what you want your intuition to be? And then just start practicing along the way. And another tip that you can do is, you know, check in with the queen inside of you or king, right? And say, what would the queen do right now? What would the king do right now? Check in with other parts of yourself. Like I said earlier, get yourself on a high frequency. Go out and go for a walk or wherever you need to go to get your energy up. And then figure out, once your energy is up, look from that frequency and think about, what choice would I make from this frequency? And then you'll get closer and closer. And then as you practice this and practice in, obviously you just get better and better at it, and then you have the momentum, and then all of a sudden you're making intuitive decisions with every thing that you do.
Yeah. And I just remembered what was coming forward when you were speaking before. It was about when you are asking other people for opinions and you're asking multiple people and it confuses you. Before you do that, this is the one thing. The more sure you are with your decision after you decide, this is what I'm doing, when you tell people, they will feel that confidence and they'll feel the vibration of it out, that there's no budging with you. Like, this is what I want to do. And you'll get a different response from people when you're sure about something. When you're unsure, that's actually a tough time to talk to people to get opinions, because they're going to feel that magnet off of you. They're going to feel your heart kind of confused. And they may go off, without you even knowing it, they may go off of your fears and say, maybe you shouldn't do it right now.
What they want.
Or what they want, their fears. So that's the one thing that I was going to say is, once you are sure and you decide, this is what I'm doing, people will feel it no matter what. You know, they might even get quiet. Sometimes that happens where they get quiet. Like, they might not totally agree, but they get quiet. They can't even use the words to say too much because your belief is so strong. And I think that's a big thing, is like, be so sure about your life. This is what I'm doing for me. You might not understand it, but this is what I know I need to do.
Yes.
So, okay, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and leave your insights below, anything that you've received from this, and what action step can you take off of your intuition? What is one thing that you've been getting that intuitive nudge for, and you're like, I know that this is something that my soul wants? What action step are you going to take, and are you going to take it right now, or are you going to put it off? Okay. So we hope you enjoyed this episode.
We'll see you all next time.
Bye, Mary.
Okay. Bye, Mary. Bye, everybody.
We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did. If you liked it, leave a 5-star review on iTunes. And remember, subscribe to our YouTube channel too.
If you can think of anyone else that would love this episode, share it with them right now on social media or email. And remember, getting results is a process of learning, applying, and reflecting. Stay consistent and continue to grow every day.